The Unflustered Beat of Clouds Below Your Knees by Ray Lynch signals Thursday, 10 p.m. And time for So What's Your Story? Always live and the only show originating in Houston devoted entirely to storytelling. Right here, only on listener-sponsored KPFT 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Dr. Hank Rubicek, Professor of Communication Studies at the University of Houston Downtown, along with the absolutely essential Shannon McKerchie working the boards. Tonight begins our fun drive, as I'm charged with proving to the leaders of KPFT that we should continue as part of the eclectic inventory of programming here at 90.1. Now, you've proven that we matter by your generous donations during past drives. Our listeners, you know that you can count on the other guy to keep live storytelling up here. The best storytelling alive and kicking is right here. So give us a call at 713-526-5738 with your pledge, and one of our steadfast volunteers will take your essential information, and I'm going to announce you on the air unless you tell me otherwise. I already have Laura to thank for her generous donation tonight. Yay, Laura, thank you. And I'd love to have a few more names before 10:30. If you go nighty-night before we're on, go to kpft.org and then to donations, choose your payment, and then scroll to So What's Your Story as the program that you designate to receive your donations. And that's exactly where your cash will flow. And if you don't know much about us or tuned in for the first time, hang tight, because I'm going to tell you more. But instead of telling you why I need your donations, I'd rather show you what you're paying for. As an educator, I know that life deserves full expression. The remarkable students from Johnston Middle School know this well and prove the following words of French Renaissance philosopher Michel Dumontant. I quote others only in order to better express myself. You see, I quote these creative kids because they aren't just wise beyond their years. They carry everything that we admire in smart people. Modesty, a sense of inquiry, pride, and a love of learning. However, their creative spirit that catapults them into awesomeness is something to behold. Let me introduce you to these two wonderful seventh graders from Johnston Middle, who's going to show you exactly what I mean. Ella Bernstein takes theater and art classes. When she gets older, she's planning to move to Denmark and live in a tiny house. Ella's not sure what she wants to do as a profession, but she knows that it's going to be something helpful, like an animal conservationist, an environmentalist, or maybe a missionary to Africa. She doesn't know. But one of her goals is to certainly take a year-long trip around the world. What she does know is that she's interested in a whole cluster of things. Kiana Ardoin has loved music and books since she was a toddler. She enjoys singing, dancing, playing guitar, reading, and writing. She's always loved being a performer, and recently she's found new interests in science. She'd love to be a psychologist or a forensic scientist, but whatever she decides to do, it's essential that it's a career that helps people. You guys, let's get started. How are you? You're here. You're nervous, aren't you?
Yes.
And I really want you to understand how nervous you should be. Not only is your entire family watching us, so we can't make any mistakes at all. You know that. But for the first time ever, this show is broadcasted around the world, especially in Denmark. I just wanted you to know that, right? Does that make you nervous at all?
It makes me very nervous.
Yeah, there's like six people listening. Shannon, only kidding. There's thousands of people listening because this show rocks and so do you, right? So let's get started. Now, did Fatima, Olivia, and Shelby, you know, your buddies who were on a few weeks ago, actually warn you about the show?
Yes.
What did they tell you?
They
don't listen
to
a word that I said, right? What did they tell you?
They said that it was great, it was fun, and not to be nervous.
Right, very cool, don't be nervous. Yeah. Are you nervous?
Yes.
So they lied to you, right? There you go. Nervousness is good. If you weren't nervous, it means you wouldn't care. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, I just made that up, but I still think it makes sense. Let's talk about tiny houses. You know, I watch these real estate shows with these little tiny houses, and they're amazing. They're like 200-300 square feet. What fascinates you about a tiny house? The entire world wants to know.
Well, they're economically and environmentally sustainable. They're very convenient. I don't know if I'm going to be able to be one of those persons who has the 100-foot square house with the little tiny bathroom, but I'm hoping for a small house.
Well, I was always under the impression that tiny houses were made for people who don't have any friends. Is there any truth to that? No, not at all. Not at all. Now, you are set on doing something very special, and I have no doubt that you will, Ella. Something that nurtures humanity. Now, this is a tough question, especially to respond to in a few seconds. But why do you think people want to help others only in times of emergency?
Well, I think that emergencies, they're more obvious that people are in need. It seems like a bigger situation to deal with. But daily assistance is really important to prevent those emergencies in the first place.
Yeah. Now, Kiana, you're also obviously very committed to helping people.
Yes,
and that's
sir.
What I love about you guys. I love about this. You guys are so, you are genuinely compassionate. You are genuinely, genuinely compassionate people. And that's what makes you so incredibly, incredibly special. Why such a commitment to help?
I believe that not everyone gets the help that they deserve, and I want to be a person to help people who can't help themselves.
Unbelievable, yeah. And that's not a cliche for you, right? That's not a cliche. That's an absolute unconditional truth. I know you love to read. Who got you started on books?
My mom.
And music?
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite book? Do you have a favorite author?
James Patterson, right now.
No kidding. What about music?
I never have a favorite artist.
No? You like classical, rock? What do you like?
All of them.
Nothing at all? Yeah. But you're a great writer. Both of you are great writers. You're not broadcast journalist students, right?
No, right.
You are writing students, right? And I want to make that very, very clear, because Johnson Middle School is just an unbelievably eclectic school. Your curriculum is not to be believed. Let's get started with your story, Kiana. The title of your story is The Light at the End of the Tunnel. Now, without giving anything away in the plot, what is the inspiration behind your story?
My sister, she feels like she can't be herself around her peers, and I want to show her, you know, that it's okay.
It's okay to be who you are.
It's okay to be who you are, yeah.
Good for you. Let's hear your story.
When I was in kindergarten, I can remember being the smartest kid in the class. My teacher would move me from table to table throughout the year so that I could influence the other children. Being teacher's pet already gave me a strike against the other students, but when I began to play a leadership role in the classroom, it only gave me two more. I tried my best to fit in with the other students in vain. They pushed me around, teased me, called me names. No matter what they did to inform me that I remained unwanted, I found ways to worm my way in and try to make them like me. This is how I spent the next 2 years before I moved and changed schools. At a new school with a fresh start, I figured that I could actually make some friends. But right away, I realized that I tricked myself into thinking that I could be liked. My new set of classmates was worse than the last. They were very cliquish, uninviting, stubborn, and ignorant. Even though my teachers liked me, I strongly felt the need to be accepted by my peers. I had to learn how to be a follower. In the third grade, I completely changed my personality. The way I dressed, the way I interacted with people, even the way I spoke changed when I figured out that the only way I would make friends would be by showing them that there weren't any differences between us. So I studied and mimicked their daily behavior. Having to pretend to enjoy being someone else exhausted me. Even after changing myself, I noticed that there wasn't the slightest change in the way that my peers behaved towards me, and it baffled me how mean they were. At this point, I told myself that I didn't care what anyone else thought of me. As long as I could live free and be able to be me, then I'd be happy. Well, it was easier said than done. I still struggled with fitting in and making friends, so I befriended a bully. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh my goodness, Kiana, why would you do that? But at the time, it made a lot of sense. The bully intimidated everyone because of their size, and I figured that if I became friends with the bully, not only would the bully not harm me, but no one else would either. Not physically, not emotionally, not verbally. But oh boy, was I wrong. If anything, doing this made me more of an outcast. In the fourth grade, I began to break out of my shell. I found comfort in poetry and reading. Before, I read for fun. Now I read to take myself to another world, another place where my problems and I didn't exist, where I could escape to find happiness. At this time, I also delved and devoted more of myself to my music than I ever had before. I had a strong passion for music, even as a toddler in my pajamas, and being able to incorporate what I felt into my singing and songwriting made my passion a release. It was my shoulder to cry on when I didn't have one. I began to make true friends in the sixth grade, my first year in junior high. My eyes were opened when I saw how diverse everyone was, and that being different isn't a bad thing. It's what makes all of us special. And I became myself. I'm awkward, clumsy, bubbly, and sometimes I talk too loud and too much. But in all honesty, I can say that I'm just having fun being myself and being happy. And I'd rather be myself than pretend to be someone or something that I'm not. I have a younger sibling who is going through the exact same thing that I went through. And it breaks my heart to know that she has to experience the cruelty of young children who don't understand that their culture or way of life isn't the only way, and that there are different people and personalities in the world for a reason. Throughout my life, I've learned that being different is okay, and just because society doesn't accept you, it doesn't mean that you have to change and sacrifice lifetime fulfillment for someone else's temporary satisfaction.
What a beautiful story. And I love the way that you were telling that as it unfolded. No one has a monopoly on the truth, do they, Kiana? They don't have a monopoly on the truth. I mean, everybody is just fine the way that they are. As long as we don't take away the integrity of other people, as long as we don't take away their dignity, as long as we don't hurt them, it's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we are an amalgamation of our perceptions and observations around us. What do you want us to remember from your story?
I want you to remember that being different is okay. It's not a bad thing. It's what makes everyone special in their own way.
Unbelievable. 713-526-5738, because these young ladies want to hear you call, because this is what we are endorsing. This is Hank Rubicek with Shannon McKerchie, and you are listening to guest storytellers Ella Bernstein and Kiana Ardoin on a fun dry version of So What's Your Story, only on KPFT 90.1 FM, Houston 89.5 in Galveston, and 90.3 for our friends in Livingston, or KPFT.org if you're listening online. But whatever avenue you travel to get here, I am very glad that you are here. Now, this may be a fun dry version, but you can donate any time that your giving heart chooses to. Just go to kpft.org, then donations, choose a form of payment, and scroll to So What's Your Story. In fact, you can do that right now, because I don't want anyone to tune in and hear, that's right, silence. Tuning in and hearing absolutely nothing. And if you don't know us, let me give you the short course. So What's Your Story puts the spotlight on soul-inspiring tellers who take us on astonishing journeys with revealing personal narratives to fanciful folktales. These incredible people tell stories for the reason they eat and sleep, because they have to. There's no hyperbole here. We've had professional tellers grace our studios, all terrific, many think the best around, but most of our guests are simply awesome people with extraordinary stories to tell. Having a story to tell, that's what we're all about on So What's Your Story. And you already know that, because when I started the show years ago as an open journal, you said, Hank, you know what? Once a month isn't enough. We want it every week. Well, we've got it. So let's keep it that way. And all we need to do to make that happen is for you to give us a call at 713-526-5738, Jam KPFT. And do we have anyone to thank? You know, I'm always terrified when I ask that. Who do we have to thank, Shannon?
Well, I will run out right now and grab those forms. Oh, actually, Bob's going to help us.
Bob is going to help us. Get in here, Bob.
Hey. Yes, we've had some very enjoyable phone calls for which Jeff has taken the pledges.
Anybody call other than my mother?
Your mother hasn't called yet,
good.
But
well,
she's got 15 minutes.
Just in case, yeah,
maybe
okay.
You should put a call into her
You
got 15 minutes.
So who do we have to thank?
I want to thank Rabbi Laura Shinkoff.
Thank you.
Very generous donation and
possibly
a new member. Mm-hmm. Let's see, another new member, Dr. Randall Robinson. Reverend Dr. Randall Robinson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Randall.
Thank you, Randall.
And Brendan.
Yay!
Brendan Burke Shield. Thank you very much, Brendan.
God. You know, he's
we have such great people out there for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have a secret fan club.
We've got a secret fan club, and I love that.
Thank you.
Right.
And
is there more?
Yes.
All right, let's do this.
We've got another here. Warren and Marcia called. Warren called.
Oh, beautiful.
For Warren and Marcia.
Yay!
Thank you very much for
absolutely
each of you that have called tonight to support KPFT and all of its programming, and especially So what's your story with Hank Rybacek and Shannon McCarchy and tonight's guests and all the guests that have been here?
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you
I
so
sure
much,
do appreciate
Bob.
Appreciate it. Ella, let's talk about you and your world travels, because you just have to get around the world, don't you?
Yes.
Have you been around Houston yet? See, there you go. I knew it. Okay. Now, I know you want to take a trip around the world, but what place are you looking forward to visiting the most?
Definitely Africa. Mm-hmm. My favorite mm-hmm. animal in the world actually lives in Africa. I've always wanted to go on a picture safari there. I've really been looking forward to that. Also, they have tons of rich cultures that would be really fun to explore.
But you want to live in Denmark?
Yes.
And the reason is?
Well, Denmark has actually been scientifically proven to be the happiest country on Earth.
So if you have a tiny house in Denmark, you'll be essentially the happiest person in the world.
That's the hope.
Okay, that's the idea. I understand. Very good. Now, your story is called A New Beginning, which is probably a pretty good one for you, right? Because you're always looking for new beginnings.
Yes.
Seems to be great. What's the inspiration behind your story?
Well, the transition that I go through in this story is one that I still struggle with today. So I was really looking for a way to, you know, get it out of my system, have it laid out so I could examine it, and still help myself become a better person right now.
Beautiful. What's your story?
When I was 5 years old, I started elementary at the Schlenker School, a private Jewish school. It was the only natural path for my parents and I to take, seeing as most of the people they knew were putting their children in Schlenker, and my sister was already there in the second grade. From the first day, I was surrounded by people who looked like me, people who were my race and my religion. My grade consisted of only 27 students. For all of elementary school, I grew up in a sheltered environment, oblivious of the diverse city that I lived in. But I never questioned that life. That was my world, and that was everything I knew. How was I to know that there was another world out there waiting for me? How was I to step out of my bubble? The answer came to my parents before it came to me. In sixth grade, they decided to toss me into the dark, dangerous waters of public school. I left all my friends, not to mention the carpeted hallways and the automatic paper towel dispensers, for the crowded classrooms, the graffitied walls, the noise, and the paperwork. I was overwhelmed. It took me a while to adjust my mindset from tiny elementary school to bustling public school. For the first time in my life, I was in a minority. The environment at my new school seemed so backwards, but after a while I began to realize, this is the world that I live in. This is reality. The thing that probably struck me the most was how my idea of myself changed so rapidly. In my elementary school, I had always been the tallest, the fastest, and the smartest. I was introduced to reality the hard way, after doing poorly on tests because I hadn't studied and losing countless races against my friends. I had never been challenged like that before, and I was struggling. For a while, that challenge came as something negative to me, something that was working against me. But after a few months of sixth grade, I realized that it wasn't meant to hold me down, but to boost me up. Soon enough, I had started to study harder for tests, started to put an end to my common procrastination. I had even gotten used to looking up at my friends instead of looking down. Without even being aware of it, I had begun to look at the world from a different perspective. I had even begun to look differently at myself. From time to time, I think about my friends from elementary school. Most of them went on to the school that Schlenker feeds into, a private, Jewish, middle and high school. I know that they are all happy there, but sometimes I feel bad for them, how they're ignorant of the outside world, choosing to stay in their comfortable little bubble. So for all my private school friends, I think about how, once they finish high school, they're going to find themselves thrown into a bigger, harsher, louder world that their upbringing didn't prepare them for. I hold confidence in most of them that they will adjust as I had to, but for them, it will be much harder. My race, religion, and upbringing have molded me into the person I am, but I think that what gave me opportunity for growth the most is not my own culture, but that of others. Exposing myself to the diverse outside world epitomized in my own city taught me countless things not just about others, but about myself. I am proud of who I am and what I look like, but I think it's always worth stepping out of our own personal little bubbles to see things that are new to us, and that those experiences give us room to learn and grow in more ways than are imaginable. And now that I've come out of my bubble, I've discovered the loud, messy, beautiful world that had always been waiting for me.
That's a beautifully poignant story. And that really did put a lot of things in perspective, You know, when we, sometimes when we think about why should we support public radio, it's important to understand that these are the kinds of things that we're listening to that we need to endorse. We do it because expression isn't important. Expression is everything. It's absolutely everything. And the two of you really demonstrate that. You take concepts such as diversity, you take self-hate, you take self-love, concepts that are really very abstract in a normal sense of the word, and you reduce the level of abstraction with imagery and word and gesture, and you do it through great sequencing of thoughts and ideas. And I know our listeners can't watch you tell the story, but I'm letting them know that when you tell the story, it's a very, very beautiful, beautiful process, and you do it masterfully. You know, we used to live in a world where we would thrive to be intelligent. Now we tend to live in a world where we belittle it. And I'm really happy to report that that's not true for everybody, because it's not true for the two of you. It's not true for your parents, your mom, LaTanya, and your dad, Sam, who are out there. They're very proud of you, and they have absolutely every right to be. Unbelievable. What do you want us to remember about your story?
Well, I think that the transition that I described in my story is true for almost everyone at some point in their lives, so I want them to take from my story the idea that you don't have to belittle yourself to meet those challenges, but you have to make yourself better to complete them. Yeah. And you have to know the whole time who you are, who you want to be, and just go on.
Yeah. Kiana, what do you think? Anything to add to that?
Like she said, know who you are and know who you want to be.
Having a very strong sense of definition.
Yes.
Absolutely. KPFT reaches out to our community a lot of different ways, especially by providing internships and as serving as a venue for expressing views, free of filters and phoniness. I want everybody to know I'm not drunk tonight. I'm just so tired. I'm just really, really tired, yeah. Shannon, tell us about KPFT's role in your life.
KPFT, I had no idea.
Oh, you're excited about this one.
Oh, yes. I had no idea anything like KPFT was out there, honestly, before.
It doesn't take much to get Shannon excited.
Well, yes. I love KPFT. Honestly, I mean, okay, when you came into the corporate, when I came into the corporate world after graduating of TV and mass media, I wasn't sure if it fit me at all, you know? I needed something that both stimulated the creative side as well as the truth-seeking and actually having the heart of the values you want to hold. But, oh my gosh, after I saw people compromising it left and right, I thought, how could this exist? How could something, a nonprofit workspace like this exist where your voice can be heard? And I'm so happy I found it so I can learn about radio.
Yeah, Shannon does a fabulous job. No kidding. She does. They can't function without her. I'm just going to come out and say that. They cannot function without Shannon. The place would fall apart. Fall apart. Now, Shannon, since you've got the mic, why don't you talk a little bit about your Facebook page, because you do a fabulous job in getting us out there in the community.
Yes,
tell us what we'll find on Facebook.
I have been posting about all things story, from everything from the arts to folk tales and folklore to some of the literature we love and where the story actually came from, and, you know, different events throughout our great city.
Right, and you do a great job, and make sure you like us on the way out. And you got to love our sponsor, the Houston Storytellers Guild, who meets on the third Tuesday of the month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Multi-Service Center at 1475 West Gray. Learn more about HSG by going to their site at www.houstonstorytellers.org. You know, if you have words, gestures, and desire, there's always a chance you're going to find a way to a good place. The magical space where only tellers can take you. That's what you're endorsing when you donate to So What's Your Story. Always live. What you hear is raw, and it is real. 713-526-5738. Now, your teacher, Miss Alt, is pretty amazing, right? What makes her so special? I love talking about her.
Well, she's
now, I know you're not broadcasting journalism, folks. Listen, I know this. I know, you're looking at each other saying, do we know her? Of course you know her. Just tell us what you think of her.
Well, upon meeting her, it's always scary meeting a new teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd seen her around school, but it was like, who is that teacher? I don't know who she is.
Right.
But upon meeting her, I was scared at first, but when she speaks to you, she makes you feel welcome.
She does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she makes you feel like, you know, y'all are best friends and y'all already know each other.
Very,
so
very
you feel
embracing.
Very comfortable
yeah.
speaking
yeah.
to her.
She yeah. really sponsors students' mm-hmm. creativity, students that are hers and those are not, like right. Kiana and I.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really like about her is that yeah. she wants us to do our own thing.
And Mrs. Ritchie, I know she has something to do with you, doesn't she?
Yes.
Mrs. Ritchie
she
is
told
amazing.
Me she does. Yes. Yeah. What
well,
she
great
coach, coaching
she,
you a little bit.
She is amazing. She's kind of strict, but I like yeah. that in a teacher.
Yeah.
My favorite part about her class is that she really lets us find the answers to our own questions. She lets us ask our own questions, and it makes a really great classroom environment for discussion.
And she lets us be open-minded, and when she hears mm-hmm. our views and our opinions, she's very open-minded about it, too. And she doesn't shut us down about it. She expresses her views as well.
Yeah, very, very open.
So.
Who is a storyteller in your homes?
Well, my parents, for the most part, were the storytellers in my house. Every night when they would put me to sleep, I would make them tell me a story. I would say, okay, make me a story with this in it. Make me a story with this in it.
Yeah.
If they didn't, I would complain.
Wow.
I would not go to sleep. I would make them tell me a story every
One
night.
One of those demanding kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How dare you want
yeah.
your parents to tell you
me.
A story? You're the same way? You were the same way?
Not really.
Okay.
I was more...
Because you're nodding, as if you're agreeing with her.
Well, no, I
Who's
just
the
know
storyteller
Ella.
In your house? Your mom?
My mom,
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah, she looks like a storyteller. Very gentle, very kind, looking
yes.
at you right now, making you nervous. Right?
Her voice is very
right,
soothing.
Right, but she was the storyteller. She was the person, yeah. How many of your friends are listening tonight?
Hopefully all of them.
We
How
know,
many do you have?
Well, we know all our friends in the second period English class.
How
yeah.
about
shout-outs?
Do you have any shout-outs, anybody?
Actually, I do have a shout-out to my great friend.
Go for it. I have no idea what a shout-out is anyway, but go for it. What is a shout-out
I have
exactly?
a shout-out to my...
You just shout-out to people?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I have a shout-out to my great friend, RJB, who I hope is listening right now.
I'm not that bad. I really didn't know what a shout-out was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to thank her for being a great Bernstein.
Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. And how about you? Anybody?
I have a shout out to all my former English teachers who has to put up with this and kind of spit this out.
Wow.
Years later.
You guys having a good time? Are you having a good time?
Yes,
now you're
sir.
Laughing.
Yes.
We're just about done. And you're having a great time. Thank you for all of you that's been calling in tonight. Brandon, Warren, Randall, Laura, thank you, Ella Bernstein and Kiana Ardoin, for your zest, your spirit, and your indescribable talent. You guys rock. 713-526-5738, you generous souls, you. Help keep us going and bringing you the best stuff on the dial. Speaking of the best stuff, Scooter falls into that category, so we think. No spare change, if you've got any spare change, throw it his way too. I'm sure he won't mind. And he is up next with the inner side to complete the backside of this Power Hour on KPFT. You make 90.1 a part of every day, and while you're driving home, turning in for the night, or just chilling out, join us every Thursday at 10 p.m. for So What's Your Story? And ease into the weekend right. You keep loving a great story, and I'm going to keep bringing them to you. You be good to each other until next week. I'm Dr. Hank reminding you that it is never too late to live happily ever after. Peace.